Hi, my name is Deborah. I'm returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling because I just got a charge on my card, but I don't have a clue what this is for.
Okay, give me just a moment. All right, if you can give me that zip code, please, ma'am, I can take a look at that.
I mean, I don't know what zip code you want. Like, I don't even know how this got. May I ask what the name of your company is?
Actually, I work for a third-party call center. We have over 400 different companies. So if you want me to tell you what the charge is for, if you want to cancel it, I can't do anything without looking at it. So that's how we pull you up, is under your zip code or either your first and last name.
I mean, I can do my, I don't know what zip, I don't know what, I didn't order it, so I don't know what zip code they use. So I
Okay,
can give you
what?
my first and last name.
Okay.
My first name's Rebecca, Rebecca.
Okay.
My last name is Taylor, Taylor.
And of course, some have the same name as yours, Rebecca Taylor. That's very common. That's why they ask for your zip code first.
I mean,
But give
you
me
can
just a
check. I know
moment.
I can.
You can verify your address for me. That way I'll know it's you.
That's.
Give me just one moment. I'm trying to pull you up now. But the zip code, we do that first, then we do the first and last name. And if it's fraudulent, we turn it over to the supervisor and they immediately put it right back on your card. Okay, and if we say we can't find you, then we ask you to reach out to your bank. Okay, is your email address, can you confirm that?
Rebecca Taylor 05 at yahoo.com.
Did you say 05?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, I think this is what we're looking for, you, and if you can confirm that address.
I don't know what I maybe 230 Orange Mimosa Lane.
No, but
Okay,
the zip code is exactly
Seven
not the.
eight six four one.
No, I'm sorry, your email address is the same, but we've got to have the same address, and I'm not showing that address.
1013 Hartman Drive.
Did you live somewhere else before?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I moved. Like, I'm back home now. I don't know what address they use. Like, I don't know. 62521 maybe.
The email is Rebecca, Rebecca Taylor 05 at yahoo.com.
That is correct.
But the address is not correct.
That's what I'm saying is the zip code 62521.
62521, correct, it is.
Fuck my life. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to curse. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to figure out what address.
Yeah,
Is it
that's the
first?
zip code 62521.
Okay.
Okay, so I am showing on the 22nd there was a Keurig for $7.95. Sometimes they have the sweepstakes, the contest, and then after the 72 hours, if under the terms and conditions, if you fail to cancel in that time frame, it puts you in a membership. Of course, you get different gadgets in the mail. You have a $125 gift voucher that you can use towards purchasing different things online. So a lot of people, it's very exciting to them. So under the terms and conditions, this is a valid charge. If it was you, if you said you did not, did you not order the Keurig?
No, ma'am.
You didn't order it at all.
No, ma'am. I
Okay.
have one.
Okay, we can it's we can I can turn this over to my supervisor. Just let me get some information and cancel that out. And just give me a moment.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's probably well, I'm just gonna let them know it was fraud. And that happens,
It's so
unfortunately.
bad. It's so bad. It's getting worse and worse, and I try really, really hard. See, I have notifications on my bank, so when something happens, I'm glad that I have that.
Okay. Give me just a moment. It's asking for your name and your phone number, of course, 217-419-4129. Yeah. 4129380. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And I am again so sorry about that.
That's okay.
Okay, I'm sending that. I've got to do your yeah, but I know it really, I had that happen to me once, and it was totally, oh my God, it just really freaked me out. This was, wait a minute, several years ago, someone had got a hold of my, I don't know how, I had some furniture delivered, and I did have my purse upstairs, and I did walk outside, I wasn't thinking, with my daughter to, because they were putting it together. And where they bought all these groceries, I have never been to that grocery store. It was in another city.
Oh, my goodness.
And, of course, the bank immediately, you know, they gave me put it back in there because they knew that that was so weird. Oh, I was furious. Even the handwriting. No, it was not
good. They took your checks?
Well, they had, you know, I closed that account and reopened that. This was several years ago, but it went to a grocery store, yeah. And my bank immediately, they acted pretty quickly on that. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and transfer you to a supervisor and let her know that you said it was fraud.
Okay.
And I did cancel that account and did notate the account that you did say it was fraud. And I'm very sorry about that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I appreciate your help.
Give me just one moment.
Okay.
Okay, I'm getting ready to transfer you now.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You have a great evening.
You too.